Welcome to Vietnam Legal and Investment Insights, where we help you unlock the potential of managing your personal assets in Vietnam.
That's right.
Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's particularly relevant for individuals like you exploring opportunities in this vibrant economy.
Exactly. And we at Harley Miller Law Firm understand that navigating the financial landscape in a new country can be challenging. So we're here to share practical insights and expert advice to make that journey a little smoother.
We're taking our cues from a recent article penned by one of our brilliant legal minds, Minh Nguyen.
Oh, yeah.
He sheds light on some crucial legal considerations that foreigners need to be aware of when it comes to owning assets in Vietnam.
One key aspect that often comes up is the concept of foreign ownership limitations, particularly in the real estate sector. There's a common misconception that foreigners can't own property in Vietnam. The reality is a bit more nuanced.
Foreigners can own property, but there are specific regulations in place, outlined in the Housing Law of 2023. For instance, if you're eyeing a beautiful condo in a bustling city like Ho Chi Minh City, you'll want to be aware of the ownership regulations for that specific project.
It's not as simple as just picking any apartment you need to ensure that the project has room for foreign ownership. And that's where our team at Harley Miller can really help. We can guide you through those intricacies and ensure a smooth process.
Now let's shift gears and talk about the Vietnamese financial landscape. The economy here has been booming, and that's reflected in the growth of major banks like Vietcombank and BIDV, as well as securities companies like SSI. They're all offering a wide array of financial products and services that can be attractive to investors.
Absolutely. But it's essential to be mindful of the factors that can influence your returns.
Right.
We're talking about things like fluctuations in exchange rates, which can impact your profits if you're converting back to your home currency.
And let's not forget about inflation.
Oh, that's right.
It's a factor that can erode the value of your savings over time. So it's something to consider when planning your investments.
For sure, the State Bank of Vietnam plays a crucial role in shaping the financial landscape. Their monetary policies have a direct impact on interest rates, foreign exchange, and the overall flow of capital in and out of the country.
It's a dynamic environment that requires careful consideration. Understanding these dynamics is key to making informed investment decisions.
And speaking of informed decisions, let's talk about taxes. Taxes are an unavoidable part of life, especially when it comes to managing your assets. In Vietnam, we have a progressive personal income tax system, which means the more you earn, the higher the tax rate you'll pay.
But it's not all doom and gloom when it comes to taxes. There's a silver lining for those earning income from investments. The tax rate on those earnings is a flat rate.
Yes, this simplifies things considerably. If you're generating income from renting out a property, for instance, you'll need to be aware of the specific PIT regulations that apply to that type of income. Our team at Harley Miller can help you understand those regulations and ensure you're compliant.
So there you have it. We've laid the groundwork for understanding the legal and financial landscape of managing personal assets in Vietnam. There's a lot to unpack, but with the right guidance, it doesn't have to be overwhelming.
At Harley Miller, we pride ourselves on providing that guidance and support. We understand that this can feel like uncharted territory, but we're here to help you navigate the complexities and unlock the potential of your assets in Vietnam.
We encourage you to reach out to us with any questions you might have. Our team of experts is here to assist you in making informed decisions that align with your financial goals.
Now let's move on to the types of assets you might consider and explore some smart strategies for managing them effectively in the Vietnamese context.
Now let's dive into the types of assets you might consider and explore some smart strategies for managing them effectively in the Vietnamese context. We're talking real estate, stocks, bonds, the whole spectrum.
It's like a buffet of financial options.
Yeah.
And the key is to create a balanced plate, so to speak. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversification is key to mitigating risk and maximizing your potential for returns.
So, for instance, if someone's really excited about Vietnam's booming real estate market, does it make sense to go all in on property?
While real estate can be an attractive investment in Vietnam, it's wise to spread your risk. Think about exploring other avenues like exchange-traded funds or ETFs. They allow you to tap into the broader Vietnamese market without putting all your capital into a single property. It's all about balance and strategic allocation.
That makes sense. Diversifying helps cushion the impact of those market fluctuations we discussed earlier. It's about riding the waves, not getting swept away by them. But diversification is only one piece of the puzzle, right? What about risk management?
Absolutely. Risk management is crucial, and it involves various tools and strategies. Think of it as your financial safety net. Insurance is a fundamental component providing protection against unforeseen events.
And what about actively monitoring the market? It seems like a full-time job.
It can be, but thankfully we live in an era of technology where information is readily available. You can stay informed about market trends through financial news online platforms and even mobile apps.
And let's not forget about those regular portfolio reviews. It's like a financial checkup to ensure your investments are still aligned with your goals.
Exactly.
Speaking of goals, it's important to distinguish between short-term and long-term objectives.
Right.
They require different investment approaches.
You hit the nail on the head. What are you aiming for? A new car, a dream vacation, a comfortable retirement. Your investment strategy will differ depending on your time frame and risk tolerance. For those short-term goals, you might consider options like certificates of deposit or CDs.
Uh-huh.
They offer a fixed return over a specific period, providing stability and predictability.
And for those with a longer horizon, perhaps investments in real estate or retirement funds would be more suitable.
Thanks.
It's about aligning your investments with your life goals and aspirations. Now let's shift our focus to some practical tips for foreigners navigating the Vietnamese financial system. It can feel daunting at first.
Yes.
But we're here to break it down.
The first and most important piece of advice is to seek expert advice. Find a financial advisor who understands the intricacies of the Vietnamese market and regulations. Local knowledge is invaluable, especially in a dynamic environment like Vietnam.
It's like having a trusted guide who can help you navigate the terrain. But what about the banking system here? Can foreigners easily open accounts and manage their finances?
Absolutely. The Vietnamese banking system has undergone a remarkable transformation in recent years. It's modern, efficient, and very accessible to foreigners.
Wow.
We have numerous international banks like HSBC and Standard Chartered that cater specifically to the needs of expats. They offer a wide range of services, from foreign currency accounts to international transfers, making financial management seamless.
That's reassuring to hear. It means you're not cut off from the global financial system just because you're living and investing in Vietnam. But let's be realistic. Are there any challenges that foreigners might encounter along the way?
Of course, every market has its nuances. One thing to be mindful of is that in addition to the basic taxes we discussed earlier, there are other fees associated with various transactions.
Such as, can you give us some examples?
For instance, if you're purchasing a property, you'll encounter a property transfer registration fee. Then there are notarization fees for certain legal documents. And if you're trading stocks, you'll incur securities transaction fees.
I see.
These fees can add up, so it's essential to be aware of them and factor them into your calculations.
No one likes financial surprises, so it's best to be prepared. And what about cultural and language barriers? Those can be daunting hurdles, especially when dealing with complex financial matters.
That's where seeking professional help can make a world of difference. Consulting firms, interpreters, and even the English-speaking customer service offered by many banks and financial institutions can be invaluable resources. Don't hesitate to ask for help. It's a sign of wisdom, not weakness.
Absolutely. And remember, the Vietnamese legal system can be complex. If you're dealing with any legal aspects of asset management, consulting a legal expert is always a wise move.
That's where our team at Harley Miller comes in. We specialize in helping foreigners navigate the intricacies of Vietnamese law and finance. We have a team of experienced lawyers and advisors who are passionate about guiding our clients towards financial success in Vietnam.
Whether you need assistance with real estate transactions, investment strategies, tax planning, or any other aspect of asset management, we're here to provide you with the support and expertise you need. At Harley Miller, we're dedicated to making your journey in Vietnam as smooth and successful as possible. We encourage you to reach out to us for consultation. We're always happy to help. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, I want to leave you with this thought.
Managing your assets in Vietnam, especially as a foreigner, does require, you know, careful planning.
Yeah.
And a solid understanding of the local context.
But with the right knowledge.
Absolutely.
And the right team by your side, it can be an incredibly rewarding experience.
Vietnam is a dynamic and exciting market with a lot of potential for growth.
And with a little preparation and guidance from experts like our team at Harley Miller, you can position yourself to thrive here.
Remember, managing your personal assets is about securing your future, achieving your financial goals.
And we at Harley Miller are here to help you every step of the way.
If you'd like to learn more or discuss your specific situation, please don't hesitate to contact us.
You can find our contact information on our website, amalf.vn, or give us a call.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Until next time, happy investing.